Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Ves Hashem BPM here, number 100. Intimacy for women, a lot of it is TALK, to talk things through, to empathize, listen, and then act upon that listening with a special care. Men want sexual intimacy primarily, stereotypically. Women indicate that emotional intimacy is equally, by them, important as sexual intimacy is important by men. And people say this, you know, men spell intimacy S-E-X, women spell it T-A-L-K. Could sometimes be reverse, actually, but this is just the general way it normally is. When men normally think of the word intimacy, they think of a passionate physical sexual experience. And when your wife hears the word intimacy, she thinks about emotional connections and communications from the heart. Hashem wired men and women differently. And there are situations where women have a higher sex drive than the men, and that's normal for them. But very often it's the other way around, where the men have a stronger sex drive than the women. The husbands have a stronger desire for physical intimacy than the women. Because generally speaking, the men's sex drive is connected with eyes. They become aroused visually. That's why the Shmiras Einayim by men is to be extremely careful, more than women. And your wife's sex drive primarily is connected to her heart. She's aroused, generally speaking, only after she feels an emotional closeness and a harmony. Men tend to compartmentalize sex from everything else in the life. In other words, they could have different parts. They learn, they daven, they go to work, they do other things, and then they have sex in like a box, and they're ready to go whenever they're in the mode of it. A wife doesn't work like that. They see everything connected to everything else. And a husband needs to know, even though it's normal, if your wife is resisting your sexual advances, you're showing interest and she's not interested, you feel less masculine and you feel hurt and rejected, which we're going to talk about, that that's not the correct approach and that's not really what's happening 90%+ of the time. When she is resisting it, it's not because she's rejecting. You have to remember that. Same thing, though, your wife often will feel like a machine if she doesn't experience the sexual intimacy flowing from emotional intimacy. She feels that she's being used. That when you express that interest in her only when you're sexually turned on, and she doesn't feel that emotional intimacy, she feels like she's a machine, that her body's being used. The word intimacy in Latin means innermost. What translates this into us in the marriage relationship is a vulnerable sharing of our inner thoughts, our inner feelings, our spirit, our true pneumious self. Both men and women need to feel secure in the sharing and confidence of their spouse's support. Most men, even though they don't recognize it themselves that they need this, deep down they do. That support is achieved through listening, through empathy. Daven to Hashem for this, for reassurance, one is reassuring one another. And generally, when a woman, a wife, has the support, then she will be more happy to share herself physically in a sexual closeness with her husband. People view intimacy differently. One person's intimacy is sex. When he looks at his wife, his motto is, let's just do it. And the wife's response is, don't even think about it. And she insists that her husband understands her first, respects her heart, respects her mind, before he initiates sex. And then she's ready to go. Sometimes you have it reverse. But the husband, for example, not stereotypically, but he may feel, if a husband says, I want to open up to you, I want a rich experience of sharing deep thoughts. And the wife, in this case, viewed intimacy in a different way. you know, or a wife is an extrovert. She thinks that intimacy is sex and upsets her when her husband always wants to talk. And she could come across controlling or critical. And that's why the husband, in this case, which is the reverse of what the stereotype is, he needs a strong need. He has a strong need to communicate. And he needs time to prepare for intimacy. And that's how he feels safe in the marriage. When he feels less controlled by her. When she feels she is softer towards him. Even though she's strong-minded. So men by nature, though, are put things in compartments. Work separate, family separate, hobby separate, learning separate, sex separate. You eat breakfast in one box. You have a disagreement with your wife in another box. You spend your work day in another box. You go to learn to shear in another box. Your shoe life is another box. And men go very often in their entire day, each box standing alone, unconnected. And that's one of the things in Yiddishkeit, especially in Hasidic thought and Baal Shem Tov's teachings, that everything is strand and is one whole. And there needs to be a piercing between these compartments. This is one b'chol derechecha da'eyu, in all your ways know him, but not in separate ways, but in one way of all your ways, but all different things going to the same source, to Hashem, and we have to connect the compartments too. It's one life. Women have that more. We go through the same activities, but their boxes are invisible. There's an emotional thread connecting all the boxes together. All the boxes are open. Their emotions are connected to their thoughts and to their heart and to their minds and to their bodies. If one box is affected, there's a chain reaction that affects everything else. So if your wife had a rough day with the kids or at work, her emotional tank will be depleted. And her physical energy may be shot and she needs to withdraw. She needs to regroup. She needs some space and she needs some caring for her to get sexually stimulated and being interested in that. This is no boxes, it's all one thing. And by the way, that's the positive aspect of what we call Daito and Kala, right? Their minds are Kala, light. Light is not a negative term. It means that they spread their Das to all the boxes as one whole. The multitasking generally is easier naturally for women for that reason. But they're carefully threaded together. All these boxes, all these Halakim are carefully threaded together, and a husband needs to understand his wife's need for emotional intimacy. You know, it's true that often when a husband is turned on, it's love. Even though it's sexual, it's love. Sometimes it is lust. Sometimes it's an unhealthy lust. Sometimes it's not such an unhealthy thing. But nevertheless, you know, your wife, you know, you get hurt and rejected by when your wife is not thrilled about it, and even her response is disappointed, and she may misunderstand you. She may say, oh, all he wants is sex, and she feels that she knows her emotional needs won't get met. That's why it's so important. How do you treat her in the neither period? How do you treat her during the day when there's no physical sexual intimacy? How do you treat her with, if you have whatever schedules you have and you know tonight is not a night that you're normally intimate, you know, in your basic schedule, because you always shift it. It's a long story about that. But if you know this is not, you're not being intimate tonight, but how do you treat her? Do you treat her with more distance or do you treat her with the same care? It's not, can't be connected one to the other. Your care to her and her, your listening and your warmth can't be dependent upon whether you're physically intimate that night or whether you're not. And even the neither period, we spoke so much about it, that certain things halachically you have to be careful using certain expressions and certain types of terms and the way you talk. But overall, there has to be a warmth, a friendliness, an emotional intimacy needs to be there in the neither period too. It's very fulfilling for a woman. It doesn't replace the need for sex. For her, it's also a physical need. And when she, you know, every woman has within her, if she's healthy, that physical need for the sexual experience too. But her emotional need is as intense or even more intense than the physical need. And that need needs to be fulfilled by her husband, sustaining her through the thoughtful talking and the thoughtful listening. And then it's easier for her to move more quickly into the sexual mode of things. And here is the idea. When you show disappointment, if you are interested in this, in sex, and your wife doesn't respond to you sexually, and you send a verbal a nonverbal message that she may hear, she thinks you're saying, oh no, you mean I have to listen to you before I use you? That seems very blunt. That seems very crude. But that's pretty much what your wife is thinking when you're overly showing your sexual interests and sexual advances. That's how your wife feels often. She has a God-given need to connect emotionally. That need is either not recognized or dismissed. And she feels that her husband is only using her to gratify his sexual desires. Now, there's nothing wrong with mitay shaloy lishma balishma. You have that sexual desire and you want to express it towards your wife. Not to say there's anything wrong with that. But mitay shaloy lishma balishma means you have to have a lishma in there as a goal. And to practice it while you're going along. So it's okay that you're interested in sex. It's okay that you're sexually interested in your wife. It's even a nice thing. It's a healthy thing. But you need to throw in that lishma there to realize she needs more than that. She needs to be cared for emotionally, to be talked to be listened to. You know, one woman said that, I wish my husband would treat me like one of his customers. He's a top salesman. He gives his customers the best service you can imagine. What he does, when he does that for me, and when he shows interest in what I'm saying, and looks directly into my eyes as he's tracking my conversation, I feel great. I feel incredible. One woman said, my husband's mind is sharp. He works with hundreds and hundreds of people, and yet he can tell you which of his clients prefer aisle seat on the airplane, which prefer window seats on an airplane. And I sometimes wish he'd remember my preferences that clearly. I wish he would remember that for me. Everyone agrees that after a day's work, a woman and women are weary, they're exhausted. But when a husband seems to reserve all his attention for his work and shows no attention to his wife, she feels unloved. And then what happens is with the husband, instead of receiving a loving and sexual responsive wife, he runs into the risk of being continuously at odds with her. And he gets anger or dismissiveness instead of warmth because he is not providing that core need that she needs. Because you see, by them talking is a way of working through their feelings. And that's the way they're wired. So that's a very important idea. You could do this mitay shaloy lishma balishma, but if you want that physical relationship more, paradoxically, you have to let it go and put it aside for the moment and take care of her needs and her wants and her desires, which usually is emotional connectivity of the heart before you get to the sexual. Bracha v'atzlacha.